I'm here at the InfoAg Conference in St. Louis in the SatShot booth, and with me is Lanny. And Lanny, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, I'm the president of SatShot. We provide satellite imagery services to the whole precision ag industry.
Well, tell me a little bit more about SatShot and what you're doing here at the InfoAg Conference.
Well, what we do, this is our 20th year of business of providing satellite imagery data to the industry, and what we are kind of is a middle distributor between satellite companies and the precision ag sector. So we negotiate with satellite image companies to bring in all this data, huge bulk loads of data. We have a distribution system that can actually get it to the user, automatically push notification, and they can analyze that image for vegetation changes in their field and drive their variable rate spreaders, sprayers, whatever they want to apply by vegetation biomass needs.
Well, we just saw a press release out this week about a partnership with another company to deliver precision ag weather. Tell us about that.
Yeah, just recently we developed a relationship with Iteris Weather. They're out of Santa Ana, California. They have a whole suite of weather products, and we are bringing the weather information along with the digital vegetation signature from the imagery. That way we can look at growth models, we can look at how difference maps are dealing with the weather, and bring in a much more intelligent data set from the imagery-based products that we deliver.
And their weather content system is called ClearPath Ag?
ClearPath is their product name from Iteris, and just like we're with SatShot, our products, we have different map centers, IQ, different services like that. And so, yeah, we're bringing that product line of that information product of real-time historical weather and also future weather modeling, which is very important. They are the experts of weather modeling. They are one of the premier experts of that. And so we look at be able to look in, bring in imagery in and be able to look at future growth patterns as well that's tied to the weather model itself.
So this was something new for you to get into, and it was a good partnership for you?
Yeah, we wanted to always tie weather into it because we want to be able to provide the answer to the customer before they even know what to ask. That's the key in what ag information services are going to be. So that's difficult to do, but you have to have that weather modeling because the weather is a dynamic piece. We're seeing from the satellite what current vegetative conditions are, and by bringing weather together with that, we're able to do a better job of predicting what the plant is going to do in the future. Not saying that's perfect, but by having the right information in it, and with a unique value of what vegetation monitoring from satellites or whether from airplanes or maybe in the future even from UAVs, all imagery is kind of the same. It's just got a different carrier. But by adding that together, we can come up with a better answer to help the farmer grow a better crop.
In 20 years, what do you think about how this industry has developed?
In the last 20, it's developed slower than I thought. You know, when I started this company in 94, I expected what we were doing going to happen in about a 10-year time period, but now it's getting there where I thought it was going to be 10 years ago. But it's very intriguing. I love the atmosphere. I mean, we're at the biggest conference we've ever had. We've been at the first conference in 95 or 96, and it's kind of intriguing. I really like what I see.
It's exciting, too. And what I've also noticed here at this conference is a lot more international visitors. We've had a lot of, I've seen them from all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, it's precision agriculture is a global experiment, I guess you would say. the U.S. is really leading it. There was a number of us that were kind of starting it back in the mid-90s, and there was a group that was actually started back in the 80s, and it's there's international interest. It's all about food security. Everybody wants to know where their food is being grown, how it was grown, quality food, do it efficiently, get the distribution out. So we're finally connecting food with the technology, and that's so blasted important for the world. So we're changing the whole dynamic. This precision ag industry is changing the whole dynamics of how we are going to eat in the next 1,000 years, okay? And it's very important for our survivability as a human race. We have to do it more efficiently. We are not doing it efficiently. We have to feed the world better. We have to bring the price of the food to a reasonable level so everybody can afford it. This technology, hopefully, is going to help embrace that concept.
Thank you so much. Here at the InfoAg Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.